From today, people aged 18 years and over are allowed to register for an appointment to receive an mRNA Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. This morning, the chief executive of the Health Service Executive, Paul Reid, said he was very proud of everyone involved in the vaccination programme. The rollout and the reopening of indoor dining are expected to be among a number of COVID-related topics to be discussed by Cabinet at its meeting this morning. The bill paving the way for the reopening has been passed by the Doyle and Shannon and is now with President Michael D. Higgins, who must decide this week if he will sign the measures into law. Our political reporter Sandra Hurley.
Much progress was made yesterday on the guidelines around reopening of indoor dining. There will be no time limits and checks of vaccination certs will be made at the point of seating. A COVID scanner is being developed by government to allow businesses to check certs. Some details remain to be agreed and the guidelines will not be published until the legislation underpinning them is signed into law. The Cabinet will today discuss hospitality along with rising COVID cases and the return this week of non-essential international travel. Many TDs have been contacted by people having difficulty getting their digital COVID certs.
The Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath, will update Cabinet colleagues on government spending ahead of the publication of the mid-year expenditure report. It's understood that Minister McGrath will set out the scale of the total COVID-related spending since the beginning of the pandemic. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
The minister charged with responsibility for public expenditure is expected to tell his government colleagues this morning that COVID spending will top €30 billion by the end of the year. Michael McGrath is likely to focus on what he views as the importance of winding down COVID expenditure as the economy reopens. The minister is also set to soon publish spending review papers in areas such as health, enterprise and education. But there will be a spending request at Cabinet from the Higher Education Minister. Simon Harris will seek government approval for a €100 million financial package to ensure higher education can return to campus in the autumn. This will include an extra €3 million for student mental health, €10 million for the Student Assistance Fund, and €8 million to support disadvantaged learners.
The British government will today set out a series of changes it wants to see made to the Northern Ireland Protocol, the part of the Brexit agreement designed to ensure there is no hard border on the island of Ireland. The British Minister in charge of EU relations, David Frost, said on Monday the protocol was not sustainable. Our London correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Yesterday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson spoke to the Taoiseach about his ideas on how the Northern Ireland Protocol should be changed. A statement to be made to the House of Commons by Northern Ireland Secretary Brandon Lewis and in the Upper House by Cabinet Minister Lord Frost is expected to call for an end to virtually all checks on goods made in Britain intended for sale in Northern Ireland. Reports indicate the British side may also indicate a willingness to use Article 16 of the Protocol, allowing either side to stop applying the Protocol's provisions if matters are not resolved by the autumn. Sean Whelan, RTE News, London.
Heatwave alerts from Met Éireann remain in place. One is a status yellow warning for high temperatures of 27 to 30 degrees for the whole of the country. There is also a more severe status orange warning for high temperatures in counties Cavan, Monaghan, South Leitrim, Roscommon, Longford and Westmeath. The eye care company Bausch & Lomb is to provide 130 jobs in an expansion of its manufacturing facility in Waterford City. The €90 million investment is aimed at supporting the multinational's efforts to increase market share in the contact lens sector. Our Southeast correspondent, Conor Kane.
Bausch & Lomb currently employs more than 1,500 people at its manufacturing plant in Waterford City. The new jobs announced today are expected to come on stream in 2023 when an expansion of that facility is complete. Meanwhile, 150 people are due to be employed in the construction of the additional manufacturing capacity. According to the company, the expansion is aimed at helping to meet the growing demand for its disposable contact lenses, which are made in Waterford and also in Rochester in New York. Bausch & Lomb recently celebrated the 40-year anniversary of the establishment of its Waterford base. Recruitment for the new jobs is due to start next year. Conor Kane, RTÉ News, Waterford.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Mist and fog will clear this morning. Today will be dry, hot and mostly sunny, becoming hazy at times. There's a likelihood of thundery showers across North Connacht and Ulster later in the afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 27 to 30 degrees.